Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time, and how many years has Nate Silver been the guy that when he makes the call, people go, oh my God, he did call Trump ultimately in 2016, but Nate Silver, yesterday breaking down this New York Times, it's a New York Times Siena poll, talks about the fact that if President Trump is anywhere near, and he's ahead over VP Harris, according to this poll, by a point to a point and a half in the popular vote. And you know by now, the popular vote doesn't matter. None of that matters. It could be a gazillion. You get those electoral votes. That's all that you need. He sees Trump now winning every single swing state in an electoral college blowout with one caveat, which is what happens tomorrow night here in Philadelphia. Now, little added bonus, it's in the works. It's taken some legwork, some stuff still to be done. But I'm going to be on tomorrow night from the spin room. Second time I've been in the spin room.
Hey.
Going to be on with Walter Sterling, the Walter Sterling Show. And who knows who might be in that spin room. I got to say.
Who are you hoping for?
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You know what? That may be the thing tomorrow. Who would you like to see in the spin room for the side question? We got another great
Bruce
one Springsteen, today.
Come on.
Oh, man. If the boss showed up and said all hands on deck, I'm getting some quotes. I'm getting right in there in the middle. Tell me, Mr. Springsteen, I have a producer who hates you. How do you give such an athletic and overwhelming 3 or 4 hour performance? My God. I think I'd throw a softball. Like a rhetorical softball, not demanding any answer. Then right in with the question. Like, are you kidding me? What do you know about any of this? We'll let you have all the details tomorrow. Just getting the getting over there and getting the credential. I have to say, ABC News, ultimately, when I got to the right people, and they kept on sending me through people who were moving it forward, when I finally got to the right one, they were very good. So I'll give you the exact time and all that tomorrow night as this is an operation. And it's heavy duty getting to these places. Tomorrow night, of course, we have our buddies at 6:30 over at 6 in Cowahill. Joe from South Philly. Remember last week, the big story on Monday, the Kamala Harris poster. We'll be there along with Leanne Saviloff and I'm sure Jody Della Barber and all of them. The flag wave for President Trump. You have to register from that. We'll give you the details. They want to do it so there's no elements that get into this just to disrupt it and try to make them look bad. So that is a big, big event tomorrow that I'm sure will get a tremendous amount of coverage. And it'll be interesting to see if Trump honks the horn or what he does as he goes by. Going to the convention center for the debate starting at 9 o'clock. All right, I want to play you, though. Kamala Harris has put out, it's still very vague, but she put this out late last night or early this morning on her website, her policies now. They don't address fracking. They don't address reparations. They don't address the border, really. They don't address all these Medicare for All. So they're asking Bernie Sanders yesterday on, it wasn't on Fox News, but he was on, I'm trying to remember the host with Sanders yesterday. He was on one of the big Sunday shows, and they're asking Sanders, well, these change up positions, Bernie, doesn't this mean Kamala Harris, who was arguably more progressive than you, doesn't it mean she's no longer a progressive, that she's dropping these far left policies? And you got to love Bernie. I guess he thought he was being very clever. He wasn't. Here's what Sanders said.
as a progressive. She has previously supported Medicare for All. Now she does not. She's previously supported a ban on fracking. Now she does not. These, Senator, are ideas that you have campaigned on. Do you think that she is abandoning her progressive ideals?
No, I don't think she's abandoning her ideals. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election. My own view is slightly different. I think that in America today, there are a lot of people, rural people, working class people, who no longer believe that the United States Congress and government represents their interests, who are dominated by big money interests.
All right. So that's the signal. She's doing what she needs to do to get elected. Now, we mentioned on Friday that I'll be on CNN tonight at 11 o'clock. And I've been prepping for this one because, you know, it's not like going on Fox. I'll be on with a guy from Philadelphia that I know. He'll be taking the Harris side. I'll be taking the Trump side. And the question is, what do you hope to see? They want to know what listeners hope to see in tomorrow night's debate. Now, I can't say, well, they just want Trump to mop the floor up with her. You know, what we want to see, I think, at 855-839-1210, what we want to see is that skillfully the ABC moderators drill down with Harris and with Trump, even here. They can ask Trump on abortion. When did you change your position? And the one that I think is the most important, now, it's not the most important issue, but it's the most important to the election, is fracking. Meaning, drilling down on why now. Her answer seems to be on fracking that we've done so wonderfully with the environment, we don't have to worry about curtailing fracking anymore. Is that going to hold up? That's not what Bernie Sanders or the left would say. That's not reality either. And over the weekend, it's come out. And I'm not sure if Trump will bring this up. I would. I hope he's being coached up to bring this up. That the Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, is on the short list to be the Attorney General of the United States. And you may remember that guy. Keith X, he went by. Louis Farrakhan guy when he was in Congress. Yeah, he's on the short list to be Attorney General. I would have to go for that. If I were Trump tomorrow night, get that out there. People start researching it, et cetera. It's a tell toward Harris and what she'll really do. And that just started to break over the last 24 hours or so. So we have that going on. Kellyanne Conway, this is 7A, Dan, was kind of a template yesterday on Fox News Channel. She was debating somebody. A Democrat strategist, and here's what she said. Well, 7B is better. Here's what she said with this Democrat strategist, Jose Aristimundo, about what Democrats are saying Trump would do on abortion. Here's what Kellyanne said.
When does life and due process begin, according to her?
Well, look, there's no question. And she's talked about the whole issue with some liberals in New York. I know Republicans love to remind people, no, Democrats want to make sure that that Democrats want women to get abortion until 9 months. That's not true. It's only till the first trimester. Most Democrats and most Americans would agree it's maybe 8 or 12 weeks, if that. It's not, Kelly, you know that's not true. There is a few Democrats in New York.
What's the law? I'm sorry. I can't have you lie when Democrats, I'm sitting on the set. What is the law in California? New York. You got it. Do you know what the law is in California, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, and Colorado? It is not 8 or 12 weeks, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kellyanne Conway, I hope, is still involved with the campaign, is right on the money there. I can't let you lie sitting on the set here. So Trump has ample grounds, but he's got to be very specific on the abortion issue. If they want to drill down, why did you change this? You'll put a national abortion ban in. Okay, that's fair. He can answer that. But with Harris, what I need to see is an attempt, at least, and the back and forth on this, to get to the point of all these changes. When did these happen? Why did these happen? If you want to be believed on them, which you're not going to be here, but I'm talking about the people that are still convincible, then you got to tell us how this change evolved. What values were in here that changed around? I can't resist this one, though, so I want to make sure I play it now before we really get going here. Elton John over the weekend, and I thought Elton John would trash Trump. Did Elton John play at Rush Limbaugh's wedding? Was it Elton John? I believe he did. I know it was somebody huge, you know, where it had to be millions of dollars. You're not getting them for just a million. Our fact checkers, Henry in the booth there and Dan, are going to work on that one. I think I'm accurate. Here's what Elton John said about Rocket Man and Trump.
I know that you're not a supporter of Donald Trump's. He loves your music. How did it feel when he took the lyrics to Rocket Man and he used it as a nickname for Kim Jong-un, and then he gave Kim Jong-un...
I laughed. I thought it was brilliant. I just thought, good on you, Donald. I'm the Rocket Man, yeah. I mean, Donald's always been a fan of mine, and he's been to my concerts many, many times. So, I mean, I've always been friendly towards him, and I thank him for his support. Yeah, when he did that, I just thought it was hilarious. It made me laugh.
He gave Kim one of your CDs and signed it. That was in one of the books about him, because Kim, I guess, didn't know the song, so...
What's that?
He gave Kim Jong-un the signed CD.
Yes.
You know, which he never heard of it.
I know, because he hasn't heard of me, Kim Jong-un. I'd be very surprised if he had. I've never toured North Korea, and I have no intention of doing so. I thought it was a light moment, and it was fun.
All right, Trump is fun. See, even Elton John, who's not a fan. And now Ron Howard over the weekend, not so much. He's on a tour for something he's doing now, and he's appalled by the rhetoric of J.D. Vance. He's amazed after Hillbilly Elegy. Really, Ron Howard? Come on. That's where you are in this. All right.
I'll hear that audio here in a second if you want to give me a sec to grab the Ron Howard.
Okay. So did Elton John play at Rush Limbaugh's wedding?
He did.
Thank you, Henry. What are the facts on that?
Well, he's paid $1 million to perform.
Mm-hmm.
And when asked about, you know, why would you have Elton John to play at your wedding, Elton John said, "Life is about building bridges, not walls."
Oh, man.
Oh, what a guy.
Only $1 million. I thought that was cheap, given the politics of it. You know, given it's Elton John, maybe not at the exact pinnacle.
Apparently, if you go to scarletevents.com, you can book him yourself, Tom.
Okay, yeah. There you go. All right.
It's 1.5 now, though.
I'm sure Johnny Z at Mulligan's will write that. We'll need to
Johnny, get on it, man.
Knock down the walls and go forward with that. All right, so 855-839-1210. What is it you want to hear in the debate tomorrow night? Let me give you the side question. This apropos, we had something completely different we said on Friday. We're saving that maybe till tomorrow. Dan tells me yesterday, waking up at midnight.
Oh, later than that.
Or later.
It's like 2 a.m.
And having to have applesauce. But if it wasn't Musselman's, that craving could not be satisfied. So we're looking for something where it's got to be the brand name. And I'll tell you where my bias is on this. It may be something very small, where how could you tell the difference? But if it's not the brand name, I'll give you one. Playing golf. I can't hit a golf ball unless it's a Callaway. If I run out of Callaways, I borrow them from Luke. I try to stock up. It's got to be a Callaway. If it's some knockoff ball, even
Henry,
on a...
are you a golfer? Are you a Nike guy? I feel like you're a Nike guy.
Even on a water hole, I'm reluctant to hit a bad ball. Even then, I don't like hitting it. I keep them for, you know, I have a whole thing in my bag of them for emergency if I ever run out of Callaway.
See, for me, all the balls feel the same when I'm hitting them into the woods, so okay. I don't really
shanking them.
Can't share that with you.
Well, yeah, I guess if it's a bad boy, you can blame that if it doesn't go far enough, but it's got to be a Callaway. All right, so Henry, how about yours? Is there a brand, and it might be something minor like applesauce, where it's got to be
that is
brand.
Not minor, Dom. Stop diminishing my applesauce.
It's kind of minor.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. Applesauce?
Me and Daisy go back and forth. She buys me the off-brand crap from ShopRite. It doesn't taste the same. It doesn't have the same chunkiness, the flavor, the freshness of Musselman's applesauce.
We should do a taste test with this.
I'll bring in generic. I'll bring in, and you can clearly tell the difference. I'll bet you a pizza.
For me, I mean, what jumped off to me immediately as soon as I heard this question was Oreos.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the generic Oreos are terrible.
I didn't even know there was such a thing allowed.
Oh, Oreos are a knockoff.
Yeah.
Oreos are a knockoff, but you know what? They did it best.
Okay.
They might have done second, but they did it best. And store brand generic just don't add up. They taste terrible.
All right, that's your side question today. The good news, this New York Times Siena poll clearly shows that Trump has the momentum, has the electoral map right now, and just as predicted. Now, it's not going to be as bad as in 2020 because there's too much riding on it. Kamala Harris, the longer it goes on, the less this works. Evidence of that, that's why they put out the policy yesterday. They don't want to put out any policy. One that bothers me, she says that she is not wanting a tax on tips, at people that make tips. Guess what? Even with this, she can't let go. If you make over $75,000, though, she wants to tax it. I told that to Ro today, and I'm not sure about Henry. Dan's worked in various businesses, but I'd love to hear from some. How do you make $75,000 as a waiter? There are places and businesses and people so good that they make that amount. Even the Inquirer's written articles on it. Harris also would keep the employer part of this, the tax, the payroll part, keep that on that. So there's no policy when she says no tax on tips or any of these policies. There's always something more limiting. For example, border wall. But if you get here, you get earned so-called earned citizenship. So even with the tax for tips, there's restrictions. I know. How many people making $75,000 a year in tips? I don't know. Caddies. Now, in the pro tour, every single one of them probably makes more than that. But various people in various things that are really good or really in a lucrative spot, they apparently wouldn't be covered or as covered as much. Now, she's not really wanting to not tax tips. She wanted to say that for Nevada, where you have so many people that are working on tips, Vegas, etc. Okay, 855-839-1210. That's the line that's open. That's how you get on board. We're going to talk with Andy McCarthy on Friday. We got the news that Judge Marchand now will not sentence until November 24th or something of that ilk. In addition to that, Andy's the one that wrote the book, Ball of Collusion, about Russia, Russia, Russia. So he's got a lot to say, and we'll set you up for tomorrow night if you want to participate in that flag waving. There's a bunch of other things. The Young Republicans watch party you're invited to. We'll make sure you know more about that. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. As I said, even with the no tax on tips with Kamala Harris, there are restrictions. There's none of that with Trump. And those like the Wall Street Journal who say, how dare you, this is a failed economic policy. Hey, Wall Street Journal and everybody else, every day that we can cut taxes in some way, shape, or form, that's a good day. That's what we should be doing. Win, win, win. Cut, cut, cut. That ought to be our strategy. I don't begrudge to you that somebody, that your money goes further. I know some of you try to put it down as a gift to anything, so they get more money for it. That's what we want. More money in the hands of people, not in the hands of Kamala Harris and progressives. So she wants to glom onto this because it was a brainstorm by Trump and a really good one. But then she wants to put all sorts of government red tape and restrictions in there, particularly on employers. All right, Larry Krasner is protecting the integrity of the election. We'll play you some of the things said today, including these phony commissioners. You know what? Stop telling us about election deniers, Omar Sabir, and all that stuff. Just count the votes. Don't stop counting the votes.
Oh, he took off his glasses today. He was serious.
Yeah, when Larry takes off the glasses, you know. By the way, he has those glasses, too, and I was thinking about getting them, and just because of him, I didn't. With new glasses where they change shades if you're in the sun. I feel like I'm not in control of that a little bit.
It's true. And you go into, like, a store that happens to be kind of dark, and you're still sitting there with his sunglasses.
Yeah, right. How long does it take?
Who's the guy wearing a sunglasses inside?
How long does it take to change over? I mean, I'd rather have either a sunglass or not a sunglass. All right, here's a little bit of Krasner, and of course the Republican on the committee. They're all in this together. Integrity of the vote. You know what the integrity of the vote is? Let me define it for you. That you keep counting. You bring in the best machinery. Linda Kearns has talked about this. And you have crew after crew after crew. Your job is to shut up about election integrity. You want to restore faith in the system. Let's not have a result where Trump is ahead, then suddenly, 3 days later, oh, no, he's not. We found the votes. Get them counted a lot quicker than you did in the past. And no, we don't need to change the law of mail-in balloting to do that. You're supposed to be able to handle this. You get paid a lot of money. You're getting a lot for so-called election integrity. All right, here's what they said, Krasner, today.
Thank you, gentlemen. It is now my pleasure to call forward Chairman Omar Sabir of the city.
Press the wrong one. Sorry about the dumb.
City Solicitor's Office, where they are doing what they do best, which is continuing to prepare for the upcoming elections. And I say elections because there's a special election coming before the November election. Those two members of the task force are Brian Collins and also Joshua Barnett, both of whom you may have seen on a different topic at a prior press conference. But we have three others with us today, and that is because we are staffing the election task force. We are continuing a very long tradition of having an election task force, but we are trying to do it bigger and trying to do it better, because I think everyone understands how very important it is to make sure every vote is counted from whatever source and based upon...
Hold it, whatever source. Every legal vote is counted, but continue. Sorry about that, Larry.
We have with us ADA Matt Stigler.
He just introduces people after that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So all this is fine, you know, and again, the thing that will help to restore faith in this is to get the votes, particularly in Philadelphia, with no delay. Now, already, Al Schmidt and others have sent out warning signals that they are going to be looking at delays and who knows when we'll get this and all the rest of it. So that's all fine. Let's go to Dave.
I do have a little more audio here, too, if you want it.
Okay, go ahead.
Here you go.
In November, and to discuss more generally election protection and all details of how you participate as a voter. It doesn't matter who you support. What matters is that you vote, and it matters that you know that your vote is going to be counted. Just a reminder, in case anybody forgot, last presidential election,
classes
guys thought it made sense to come to Philly to mess with the counting of the vote. And then they got arrested. And then they got incarcerated. And then they got convicted for felonies. We are not messing around. Anybody who is of the opinion that they can come here and do things that are violations of the rules, violations of the law, is going to have the consequences they deserve for messing with democracy. We will not tolerate it. I will not tolerate it. And there will be consequences. The good news, though, is hopefully knuckleheads have learned their lesson at this point. And if they haven't, we'll teach them another one.
All right. You know, Larry, do we hear about the knuckleheads? And I played it on the air. Dan, I had it live on the air here, where they won't seat the minority, meaning the Republican poll watcher, where they cause trouble with them. They won't give them a chair. They threaten them. They say, go see your lawyers and all the rest of it. When are we going to hear that part of it? When are we going to see some prosecution on that? All right, 855-839-1210. They're starting up already. It's armed hand-to-hand combat here in Philadelphia. This is the epicenter. Now, we'll see if Republicans can match this time around. They have a lot of poll watchers. I know they have another training tonight. We need them in every precinct. And again, lawyers are good, but you need people there to support you and say, I have a right to be here. I'm watching this poll. Is Larry Krasner going to support? Of course he's not. That's why Philadelphia has such a bad reputation. And again, with these commissioners, we've had one of them on before. Your job is to give us an update. What have you done to improve so that you're going to be accurately and swiftly able to count those votes and get this done in a timely manner? I mean, I realize it might not happen by midnight or 1 a.m. A reasonable time would be sometime the next morning, not 4 days later, where we then think, well, they're just waiting to see how many votes they need, because it's going to be very, very tight in Pennsylvania. All right, Dave is in Delaware, and Dave is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave, welcome in.
Hey, thanks for having me in. Love your show. Think you do a fantastic job.
Thank you.
The only comment I had was that I think Kamala's really basically saying with her $75,000 cutoff, is screw you if you want to work a second job because you want to get ahead. You have no right to work harder than other people.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying, right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I have a girlfriend who's a nurse, and she works on the weekends. My daughter works on the weekends, and she has a regular job, but she also waitresses for extra money. I have friends that bartend. They all make over 100 grand when you combine those two incomes together. They're trying to get ahead, and she's saying, you don't deserve to work harder to make more money. We're going to double tax you and not tax somebody that's lazy, frankly.
Thank you. I had it wrong. I thought this was on the 75, but it's the net income or the gross income of 75 a year. Right. How is that? It just shows the mindset. Thank you, Dave. It shows you the mindset here of still the progressive. She's trying to glom on to be able to say no tax on tips. But if you make over 75 a year by doing these two things, we're going to tax you then. You're in a different class. And also there's penalties for the employer. The employer still has to follow through and stuff. It's not the Trump plan. It's not the idea of we're not going to tax you on your tips. And again, if you get in the camp, well, come on, Dom, that's singling out a group of people. We have to continue to single out and liberate every American from what they do to us. The rate of taxation is completely out of control. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get on board. Andy McCarthy will be here to break down all these legal things at about 1245. And Alina Abba, who is the president's lawyer, one of the president's lawyers, has a lot of updates on what's going to happen next with Jack Smith and what he's trying to do, again, before the election. And we'll get you set for the debate tomorrow night. You want to participate, the flag waving and other stuff, we'll have that. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. Hey, it's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap? It's crystal clear, all natural water. Not only is it the best tasting water ever, but it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail are just fantastic. They'll come out to your home, test your water, recommend solutions. It makes sense. Contact Martin Water Conditioning. They'll take great care of you. They took great care of the Giordanos. You can do that by clicking on martinwater.com or calling 800-887-7555. 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom G sent you. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Get in on that side issue. Some good ones on Twitter. Coming off Dan and this Musselman's applesauce.
Don't make fun of it, Dom. Maisie makes fun of it, too. And I think it's maybe because I need sugar at night or something, but I'm always chugging. I chug it straight from the bottle, too. Is that gross?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, don't grab applesauce in my house.
I don't use them anymore, and I have to watch even talking about them because it would set me off. Somebody on Twitter has Q-tips. You can't get anything other than a Q-tip.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The
not
paper's
the
just flimsy.
Thing.
It's
horrible. You need the brand name. You need the real thing.
A lot of mayonnaise, too. Apparently, people are very
I think so.
Yeah, loyal to mayonnaise companies.
I would think mustard, too. You can't be using knockoff mustard.
I disagree.
Mustard's mustard.
Like spicy mustard is spicy mustard.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
all
see what people say about that. Okay. One note so that I don't forget, because the volunteers and the stuff that goes on is all out. Yesterday, I guess it's at least, I don't know, the 12th to 15th time I've gone over to Cooper River for the annual 9/11 run, and it gets better every year. It was a tremendous turnout of runners, the Mannion Foundation there, and again, 60 Minutes last night, for once, did a great job memorializing coming up, which is on Wednesday, 9/11. We forget. How about in schools? Ro and I were talking about this. Look, do I want more laws saying to these people in the public schools particularly, or even private, you know what? You're going to have to do something and you're going to have to document on a 9/11. But if we don't, what are they doing? What's happening in your kid's school? And by the way, Woodbury schools, apparently they think they have the juvenile who put threats up online and really set people off over the weekend, so much so that they shut down a number of schools. And we get this age-old dilemma. You know, I can't decide. They have to decide. Abundance of caution versus shutting down schools again because of some punk who puts this stuff up. It's really hard to make that judgment. You know, if you're in charge and something happens and you didn't shut down, what's going to happen to you? So, again, you'll see this after the last school shooting. There is a report that in the school shooting in Georgia, the mom allegedly, now this was over the media over the weekend, called the school a half hour in advance and warned about the son. I haven't seen that run down to know why more wasn't done with this, because this kid was obviously somebody that people knew. So we'll see how that ultimately plays out. But tomorrow night's debate could be the moment that Kamala Harris gets out of this momentum drip. What's happened is it's slowed down tremendously. All the vibes and goodwill, nonsense. They put stuff up on their website today, some policies, and they're not really policies. And I think Dave in Delaware is right, though. Can you actually say you want to take away the tax on tips, except for those that might do this part-time to... Yeah, and look, people are looking all the time for wait staff. And then they're over 75,000. They wouldn't get that benefit. Wow. That apparently is the restriction, along with some restrictions on employers, too. And all the Wall Street Journal types in the world, go to hell. You know what I mean? Oh, it's a bad economic policy. Winners and losers. You're just like the liberals. No, it's not. It's saying we're going to fight you in every way that we can to cut taxes. You got to wake up in the morning and say, how can I cut even a minimal amount? Start with a minimal amount. Win that bridgehead. That's what it's about. It's getting on the beaches. It's Normandy. Every day, this is what you have to do with progressives. Because they're waking up every day like Kamala Harris and trying to say, I'm against taxes on tips. And then putting in restrictions as she says it. Isn't this the ultimate battle? Isn't this the ultimate distinction? People that get it. People make better decisions with their own money. The more money government gets, the worse it gets. It's pretty simple. You can give, we said this how many times, you can give the Philadelphia public schools 3, 4, or 5 times their billions of dollars right now. Would they have, why in the world does Philadelphia public schools not have air conditioners? I could see in the middle of a debate bringing that up, Trump saying that we're in Philadelphia. Did you know they have $4.5 billion budget? They won't have air conditioning until 2027, they hope. You might sound like a maniac then, because we know the story here, though. How in the world could that be? Well, it's that way because that's what progressivism is. All right, Robert in Ben Salem checks in. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, how you doing? Dan, it's good to talk to you guys. Probably because 70 to 71 cents out of every school dollar goes to administration. That's why they don't have the money to do the things they need to do. But they do have money for all the illegal immigrants. But at any rate, you know, your tax story about their proposals reminded me of a saying. It seems like for Republicans, every day is July 4th. And for Democrats, every day is April 15th. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
It's in their DNA. But at any rate, I'm going to go with a boring but answer I very much believe in. It's the only brand I have loyalty to, really. I'm going to go with Red Rose Tea. My grandmother used to make it. It's been around. It's actually a Jersey thing, Dan. It started in New Brunswick in 1894. And it's just, they used to have figurines in it all the time. I don't know if they still do anymore.
Is that why you're buying it, Robert, for the toys?
Oh, God.
Well, I thought it was neat when I was little, and they were like kind of like collectible keepsakes when I got older. But it's just good tea. That's all there is to it. And I will leave it at that, and I appreciate it. Great show as always, guys. I will talk to you later. You have a great day, all right?
Thank you, Robert, very much. Red Rose Tea. We'll put that one down.
What do you do? Your tea that you do. It's some kind of British tea, isn't it?
No, it's the... Where's the...
Yeah, you have a very specific tea that you do, and it's like pomegranate or something?
Yeah, pomegranate. It's Bigelow green tea. Pomegranate. I got that from the trip to Israel. these guys squeezing in there, these giant pomegranates. Pomegranate juice is the ultimate antioxidant.
Really?
And in Israel.
Okay.
And the Arab, there were a lot of Arab merchants that were squeezing it, too. That's right before Johnny, the Arab guide, and I got into it on the bus about terrorism. Oh, man. Thank God I had my tea already. All right. Coming up, the great Andy McCarthy with us from National Review, Fox News Channel. What happens next in this ongoing situation with President Trump? Democrats got the label. You're going to hear it tomorrow night. Well, you're a felon. That will come up over and under said quite a bit. Probably I'm speaking now, too. The mics are shut off. People can say, go ahead. Nobody's bothering you with Kamala Harris. I don't know that she'll be able to use that. But there's several things still going on with President Trump and the legal deal that we'll give you an update on. Get in on the side question, too. 855-839-1210. The House GOP has released a scathing report on Afghanistan. You know, given all the things Americans have been through during the Biden years, isn't it encouraging that considerable numbers of Americans still are outraged over Afghanistan, the withdrawal? They are paying attention to it. They do remember. Now, I'm not saying they then say Harris was the architect of it as much as Biden, but people haven't forgotten about it. All right. How are your cholesterol levels? Managing healthy cholesterol is key to a strong heart and overall wellness. And for over 38 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach their cholesterol goals. I've counted on Rescue for years and with good reason. Their range of supplements is designed to meet your specific needs from omega-3s to red yeast rice and a lot more. Take charge of your heart health today. Use the code DROP, D-R-O-P, at checkout to double your order on any cholesterol product for free. You reach them at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember to use the code DROP. Buy one, get one free on Rescue Cholesterol products. Double up your cholesterol support today. Use the code DROP, D-R-O-P, at res-q.com. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in, everyone. Andy McCarthy, it's always a pleasure to have him on National Review, Fox News Channel. But, boy, the buildup behind the scenes, it's not over yet with Judge Marchand. We'll talk about that. But Jack Smith and what he wants to do, even though he won't get the trial before Election Day. And then the Russian matter. Andy has a lot of expertise in that. Andy McCarthy with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Andy, good afternoon.
Dom, great to be with you.
Well, let's start with Judge Marchand. You try to be generous here that he's not a complete hack on this, Andy, but you believe he doesn't understand the depth of this immunity situation with the Supreme Court. Tell us what you're thinking.
Well, I'm probably closer, the more I think about it, to hack than to complete misunderstanding here, Dom. I think just to be more concrete about it, he put off the sentencing, which was the correct thing to do. But this should have been the no-brainer of all time because there's a profound immunity issue now in the case because of evidence that Marchand led into the case involving Trump's official acts as president that didn't need to be in the case and that he should have excluded from the case. And I don't know if that's because he didn't understand the immunity issue. There's a lot of suggestion in the record that he didn't have a good grasp on it. But for whatever reason, he let this evidence in, even though it was very clear that the Supreme Court was giving very serious consideration to presidential immunity. And then a month after the trial, issued an opinion that showed that exactly what Marchand led into the case shouldn't have been led into the case. So the sentencing should have been postponed because there's an immunity issue that no matter how Marchand rules on it, Trump has a right to appeal it immediately before the sentencing takes place. Marchand said in his opinion last week that he was putting off the sentencing basically because we've now gotten very close to the election and he's not comfortable going forward with it. But that's the wrong reason. I think the reason that the sentencing had to be put off was because of the immunity issue. And I think Merchan probably doesn't want to say that because it's a big mistake that he made, and he doesn't want to cop to it.
Yeah. Andy, on the other front with Jack Smith, who is somebody who definitively knows what he's doing, I'm not saying it's correct, is the play here what they're trying to do, speeding up, and we're going to hear something about January 6th we haven't heard before, in order to further throw the election, you know, that meme out there, that narrative, Trump will destroy democracy if elected. In other words, he can't get the case heard, but he can put into evidence or publicly leak, however it happens, more information about January 6th.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Dom. The Supreme Court has basically closed him off from being able to get this case to trial, which was what he and Judge Chutkan wanted. They wanted to get Trump convicted in the run-up to the election of the big, January 6th case, in order to have an impact on the election. They're not going to be able to do that. So the next best thing that he's got available to him is the Supreme Court told Judge Chutkan to go through the allegations in the case and figure out what's a official act of the president that has an immunity attachment to it and what isn't. And they're going to use that as a pretext for putting out whatever negative information they have on Trump. And Judge Chutkan is obviously letting Smith do that, but I don't think any of us should be surprised because that was the objective in the first place.
Any surprise, anything we should be looking at that has political consequence with all the legal maneuverings here, one way or the other, Andy, before the election?
I really don't think so, Dom. And I'm not saying, look, he could have explosive information, but I think at this point, unless somebody gets up on the stand and testifies to something under oath in a compelling way that's very disturbing, if this is just going to be disclosures by a prosecutor, I think people take that as with a grain of salt at this point because, again, the objective here has not been to vindicate the rule of law. It's been to have an impact on the election. And I think we all watched January 6th live as it happened. So most Americans, no one's saying that it was good, but most Americans have made their own decision about what that, you know, what's to be gleaned from that and where it stands in the great run of issues that people have to take into account when they decide who to vote for. And no matter how much the Democrats want to jump up and down on the table about how important it is, I think voters have just made up their mind about it.
Yeah, I mean, the tell I would bring up if it comes up in the debate when Trump's prosecuted tomorrow night, Andy, is people are not charged with insurrection here. If they had gone forward and charged insurrection, then we'd say, all right, they're serious about this. In their mind, they're willing to risk this. This is that serious.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I've said from the start that, you know, look, if you want to hold Trump criminally responsible for acts of violence, we're not talking about moral culpability here, and we're not talking even about political culpability, which would be relevant in an impeachment proceeding. We're talking about you're going to bring the guy into court. He's got due process rights like every other accused criminal or someone who was accused of criminality. And if you want to accuse him of a violent crime, you have to accuse him of a violent crime. But don't accuse him of a bunch of other crimes and then just say that that's the proxy for holding him responsible for the riot. They have to prove that, and they haven't done it.
Absolutely. So, Andy, when do we see you on Fox News Channel again?
Oh, I don't know. I think it looks to me, Dom, like everybody's kind of 24/7 on this debate tomorrow night and holding their breath on that. So I'm hoping I get a couple of days to lay low in the tall grass.
All right. And how are the Mets doing? Playing the Phillies soon.
Oh, yeah. We got 7 more games with the Phillies. Not at all. Right. But they won 9 in a row until Sunday. And then, every time they get me believing again, Dom, they lay an egg. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Thanks, Andy. Talk soon.
Thanks, Dom.
Andy McCarthy here on Talk Radio 1210. Coming up, big 1 o'clock hour at about 1:15. We'll talk with two people who are definitely involved, Joe from South Philly and Leanne Saviloff that South Philly mom with this flag waving tomorrow night at around 6:30. How do you register? How do you participate? It's to welcome President Trump to town. More on the side question, too. Jump in at 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.